Well, so we know that in this week's parsha we have the dramatic tochacha. Tochacha is a series of curses. Ultimately, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, "Im b'chukosai timasu." If unfortunately you don't go ahead and listen to my mitzvot, you don't heed my ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be a series of punishments that are levied upon Klal Yisrael. So amazingly enough, right after this section, this is in Parak Chaf Zayin, right, literally at the end of parsha is b'chukosai. So the Torah says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, darber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta leim ish." So the pasuk gets into the laws of erchin vows. What are erchin vows? Erchin vows are a person says, I hereby pledge my value to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah goes out and discusses all of the different values. So again, it sounds like you're buying insurance. Like if you're a male between the ages of 20 and 60, like non-smoker, so you know, your value is this. And if you're a woman, your value is this. And if you're a child, your value is this. And Torah gives objective values for genders and age brackets. And if you make a neder to the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to pay that value to the Beis HaMikdash. And the obvious shaila is, what is this doing here? Here you just come right out off after the dramatic tochacha, and the Torah is speaking about the laws of erech vows, of value vows. So why is this here? So the Mefarshim give many different answers. So the Kli Yakar says very beautifully, he says, Samach Parsha Zula Klavos Lomar Sheisron Nodrim Be'ez Tzara. Because it's very simple. What does the Tochacha refer to? The Tochacha refers to difficult times, dark times. What do people do in dark times? They make Nidarim. The Chesh Baruch Hu, if you save me, if you take care of me, then I'll pledge this, I'll do this. So it makes sense that right after the Tochacha, the Torah speaks about the laws of Tzedakah vows. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something amazing. Baal Shem Tov writes, he says, Lelamdenu. I'm just going to quote you one line. He said, Lelamdenu. She'im acharei kol haklos ha-tochachos, she'nitcha roshenu, acharei kol yisroim ayunim, shanorim shebefaneinu, adain anu machzigim ma'amot. We'll say, Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. The Baal Shem Tov says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a message. You see, you might think that im b'chukosai timasu, you might think that if you don't follow my ways, you might think that if you don't live up to what I expect of you, and even if I punish you for not living up to those expectations, you might think that you are worthless in my eyes. You must think that you are valueless in my eyes. Therefore, comes along Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, ish kiyaf li neder be'erkecha nefashos la'Hashem. A Jew never loses his value in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say, it doesn't matter what we do or what we don't do, the Ribono Shel Olam loves us. Even if we mess up terribly in life, even if we mess up so badly that we are deserving of a tochacha, even if we mess up so badly that it looks like we've divested ourselves of all of our Kiddusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael, Ish kiyaf li neder be'erkecha nefashos la'Hashem, that a Jew never loses his value. He might diminish it, he might tarnish it, he might drain away some of it, but a Jew never loses all of his value. A Jew never loses all of his holiness. So we'll say it's an amazing idea, an amazing perspective. If we had more time, we could be ma'arach a little bit more, but we don't. But the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us is just know that yes, I want you to do good. I want you to live a life of im b'chukosai te'lechu, misosai te'shmoru v'asisem osam. I want you to try to avoid a life of im b'chukosai te'masu. But lest you think that the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us is an ava hatiluya b'davar. We'll say the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us is not dependent on anything other than us being us. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us is unconditional. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us is not dependent on us doing the right things, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu would love for us to do the right things. We have to go through life knowing, and this gives us such an incredible source of chizuk, that yes, we want to aspire to do the right things in life, but even when we mess up, even when we mess up big time, and even when we take our lives totally in the wrong direction, it's always important to know that in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we still have incredible value, and in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still worth something. And in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that love that he has for us never dies and never goes away. All right, we'll stop the video.